Greetings, folks. This is Jeff and Dan sitting here in the studios at KEPWLP 97.3 FM, Peaceworks Community Radio in Eugene, Oregon. And we're happy to be back on Thursday night to do
Hard Rain and Slow Trains, Bob Dylan and Fellow Travelers. Got a special for you tonight, Jeff.
Yeah, we've been sweeping up the floor a little bit to see what we could find that didn't get actually put on the albums. They call them outtakes.
Yes.
They took them out.
And it was a real challenge.
Yeah, Dan's been digging through all those outtakes. There must be a couple of hundred of them that are all pretty good.
Yeah.
Sometimes albums came out and people, of course, loved the songs that were on the albums. And then when they heard that something didn't make it on the album, they thought, well, dang, that's good too.
So we came up with an idea.
Good idea, I thought.
And it was a challenge.
Yeah.
And it's songs that Bob Dylan has left off of one of his albums that if it was on the album,
people would have thought, that's a great song. It belongs on that
maybe
album.
Maybe, Jeff, maybe the even best. The best song on that album.
And why did they not put it on there? Mm-hmm. Well, you ask Bob himself, and he won't tell you.
Now, not all of these would necessarily, in everybody's opinion, fall in that category, but they could be contenders.
And
they could be
contenders. A lot of you might know about Blind Willie McTell that didn't get onto the Infidels album. It was recorded during those sessions. And later on, when we heard it, we thought, well, man, that should have been on the album. But we're not actually going to play that one tonight because we played it 2 weeks ago, right?
We just played it. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we could do it again, but we're not. We got plenty else. Like Dan said, it was a hard choice just to pick the ones we are going to do. Hard Rain, Hard Choices. Had to limit it to an hour, so you folks stick with us over this hour. We'll play some good music for you.
Yes, we will. We're going to start off with Let Me Die in My Footsteps.
Before I Go Down Under the Ground.
I will not go down under the ground, 'cause somebody tells me that death's coming round. And I will not carry myself down to die. When I go to my grave, my head will be high. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. There's been rumors of war and wars that have been. The meaning of life has been lost in the wind. And some people thinking that the end is close by. Instead of learning to live, they are learning to die. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under. I don't know if I'm smart, but I think I can see when someone is pulling the wool over me. And if this war comes and death's all around, let me die on this land before I die underground. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. There's always been people that have to cause fear. They've been talking about a war now for many long years. I've read all their statements and I've not said a word. But now, Lord God, let my poor voice be heard. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. If I had rubies and riches and crowns, I'd buy the whole world and I'd change things around. I'd throw all the guns and the tanks in the sea, for they all are mistakes of a past history. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Let me drink from the waters where the mountain streams flood. Let the smell of wild flowers flow free through my blood. Let me sleep in your meadows with the green grassy leaves. Let me walk down the highway with my brother in peace. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Go out in your country where the land meets the sun. See the craters and the canyons and where the waterfalls run. Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, Idaho. Let every state in this union seep deep down in your soul. And you'll die in your footsteps before you go down under the ground.
Bob Dylan with Let Me Die in My Footsteps. That was off of an outtake, actually, left on the cutting room floor of 1963's The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan.
And Dylan talks about that song quite a bit in Chronicles. Last week we had a copy in here. Tonight, neither of us brought in our copy of Chronicles, but you should read up what he says about that. It was one of the first songs he actually wrote when he decided that he needed some songs that nobody else had written, and he started writing his own, and he put that one together. I can remember when I first heard that song on a bootleg LP, just called Let Me Die in My Footsteps, and I was glad to see it come out in various other ways. The bootleg series, is it on 1 through 3, Dan, the very first bootleg one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it appeared there, but that's a version that's missing one of those verses. What was that verse? Something about tanks?
Yeah, he talks about throwing the tanks and other implements of war in the sea, for they're all the mistakes of a past history.
Mistakes of a past history. So it's a song about, if you hadn't figured it out, a song about fallout shelters before I go down under the ground.
Yeah, so up next is Lay Down Your Weary Tune, which is an outtake from his 1964 album, The Times They Are a-Changin'. Let's listen to what he has to say.
Lay down your weary tune, lay down. Lay down this song you strum and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to hum. Struck by the sounds before the sun, I knew the night had gone. The morning breeze like a bugle blew against the drums of dawn. Lay down your down, lay down this song you strum and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to hum. The ocean wild like an organ plays. The seaweed's woven strands, they're crashing waves like cymbals clashed against the rocks and the sands. Lay down your weary tune, lay down. Lay down the song you strum and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to hum. I stood unwound beneath the skies and clouds unbound by laws. They cry in rain like a trumpet sang and asked for no applause. Lay down your weary tune, lay down. Lay down this song, ye strum, and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to hum the last of leaves fell from the trees and clung to a new love's breast. The branches bare like a banjo moaned to the winds that listen the best. I gaze down in the river's mirror and watched its winding strum. The water smooth ran like a hymn and like a harp did hum. Lay down your weary tune, lay down. Lay down this song you strum and rest yourself neath the strength of strings. No voice can hope to hum.
That definitely is a beautiful song, and you have to wonder, why did they leave it off of The Times They Are A-Changin'?
Well, he had so many great songs on that album, and I think he was trying to put together a thematic list of songs for Times They Are A-Changin', and this didn't really fit with it. But it's really interesting, Jeff. It's a song about letting the song go.
Yeah, yeah. Lay down your weary tune. Is it lay it down off to the side? Is it lay it down as a track on the album? Obviously, there are multiple ways to interpret that.
Well, the singer in the song is laying down at the base of a tree.
Mm-hmm. It's a nature song. It's a nature poem.
Yeah, you know, and just reveling in the greater song that's being created by
the
sounds of the world around, whether it be the ocean or the wind.
Mm-hmm.
So, about that song, Dylan says that he wrote it on the West Coast at Joan Baez's house. She's the new love that is likely mentioned in it. And she had a place outside Big Sur. Dylan said that he had heard a Scottish ballad on an old 78 record that he was trying to capture the feeling of. And he felt it was a haunting feeling. He couldn't get it out of his head.
And he just had the melody. It's a ballad with no words, right?
Yeah.
Just mm-hmm. But it is a haunting melody.
So he set that poem to it.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So next up is from 1975's album Blood on the Tracks.
The New York version, eh?
Yeah. One of the songs that was left off of all versions of that album is called Up to Me. Mm-hmm. And it's got a lot of elements of his own movement into the field of success. He says, someone had to reach for the rising star.
I guess
it was up to me.
Had to be up to me. Yeah, listen to the end of every verse where he says it had to be up to me.
Mm-hmm.
Is it autobiographical? Again, don't ask Dylan.
Recorded September 1974, Up to Me.
Everything went from bad to worse. Money never changed a thing. Death kept following, tracking us down. At least I heard your bluebird sing. Now somebody's got to show their hand. Time is an enemy. I know you're long gone. I guess it must be up to me. If I'd have thought about it, I never would have done it. I guess I would have let it slide. If I'd have paid attention what others were thinking, the heart inside me would have died. But I was just too stubborn to ever be governed by enforced insanity. Someone had to reach for the rising star. I guess it was up to me. Now the Union Central is pulling out. The orchids are in bloom. I've only got me one good shirt left, and it smells of stale perfume. In 14 months, I've only smiled once, and I didn't do it consciously. Somebody's got to find your trail. I guess it's gonna be up to me. It was like a revelation when you betrayed me with your touch. I just about convinced myself nothing had changed that much. The all-rounder and the iron mask, he slipped me the master key. Somebody had to unlock your heart, he said it was up to me. Now I watched you slowly disappear down into the officers' club. I would have followed you in the dark, but I didn't have a ticket stub. So I waited all night till the break of day, hoping one of us could get free. Oh, when the dawn came over the river bridge, I knew it was up to me. The only decent thing I did when I worked as a postal clerk was to haul your picture down off the wall near the cage where I used to work. Was I a fool or not to protect your real identity? You looked a little burned out, my friend. I thought it might be up to me. I met somebody face to face. I had to remove my hat. She's everything I need in love, but I can't be swayed by that. It frightens me, the awful truth of how sweet life can be. She ain't gonna make a move. I guess it must be up to me. Now we heard the sermon on the mount, and I knew it was too complex. It didn't amount to anything more than what the broken glass reflects. When you bite off more than you can chew, you got to pay the penalty. Somebody's got to tell the tale. I guess it must be up to me. Dupree came in pimping tonight to the Thunderbird Cafe. Crystal wanted to talk to him. I had to look the other way. Now I just can't rest without your love. I need your company. You ain't gonna cross the line. I guess it must be up to me. There's a note left in the bottle. You can give it to Estelle. She's the one you've been wondering about, but there's really nothing much to tell. We both heard voices for a while. Now the rest is a history. Somebody's got to cry some tears. I guess it must be up to me. So go on, boys, play your hands. Life is a pantomime. The ringleaders from the county seat say you don't have all that much time. And the girl with me behind the shades, she ain't my property. One of us has got to hit the road. I guess it must be up to me. If we never meet again, baby, remember me. How my lone guitar played sweet for you, that old-time melody. And the harmonica around my neck, I blew it for you free. No one else could play that tune, yeah, I knew it was up to me. been deceived by the clown inside of me. I thought that he was righteous, but he's a vain. Well, something's telling me I'll wear a ball and chain. My patron saint is fighting with a ghost. He's always up somewhere when I need him most.
Time at midnight near the wall. Take off your heavy makeup and your shawl. Won't you descend from the throne from where you sit? Let me feel your love one more time before I abandon it.
What a great song.
Yeah.
But it wasn't on the album. That's our theme tonight, songs that weren't on the albums, but man, they could have been, should have been. Maybe it would have been the best song if people had actually heard it at the time. So Abandoned Love would have been on what?
Desire.
Yeah, it sounds like Desire. You know, you catch those instruments, the fiddle, the bass.
So you're listening to Hard Rain and Slow Trains, Bob Dylan and Fellow Travelers with Jeff and Dan. And tonight, as Jeff said, we are listening to Bob Dylan's outtakes from his album, songs that have been left on the cutting room floor. Abandoned Love, along with One More Cup of Coffee for the Road, which actually did make it to Desire, were really only... maybe along with Catfish, are the only songs, which is another outtake, from the Desire Sessions.
And I'm glad Catfish didn't make the cut. I don't like Catfish, do you?
Jeff and I will have to disagree on that.
Okay. It's about a baseball player.
I like Catfish just fine if you use enough hot sauce. Yeah. But we're written by solely by Dylan. The rest of the batch of songs from that 1975 group of sessions were actually co-written with Jacques Levy, a playwright and a lyricist.
And Dylan had been hanging out with Sam Shepard shortly before that, another playwright who helped him write some of the scenes in Rinaldo and Clara, which we've just been discussing.
And featured last week. Or at least songs from that tour from 1975.
Scorsese is putting out a movie sometime soon that's going to be similar to Rinaldo and Clara, but a lot shorter. So we're wondering which scenes from Rinaldo and Clara will make that cut, which scenes will be left on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, that film that took place during the first leg of the Rolling Thunder Review in the fall of 1975. Well, let's go on, Jeff, to a song from 1983 sessions of Infidels, recorded at the Power Station in New York City. And this is the sessions that produced what some people would put up there as amongst Dylan's greatest songs, Blind Willie McTell. But we aren't playing Blind Willie McTell tonight. As Jeff said, we played it a couple of weeks ago, but I put on the
collection of songs
for tonight, Foot of Pride.
And the first time I heard Foot of Pride was Lou Reed doing it at the 1993 Madison Square Garden celebration of Bob Dylan. I liked it a lot. I really liked the way Lou Reed did it. But on Dylan's version, of course, the Infidel session, you've got Sly Dunbar and Robbie Shakespeare from Jamaica doing Laying Down the Rhythm.
Yeah, and then you've got Mark Knopfler, of course, from Dire Straits, and Mick Taylor, formerly of the Rolling Stones, early 70s. He was a guitar player for the Rolling Stones on guitar.
Yeah.
So Foot of Pride, Jeff, is a song that lyrically is very reminiscent to me of It's All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding. Mm. And in fact, in all of Dylan's canon, I would say there are very few songs like this with this kind of verbal proficiency. You know, when you have verses like Miss Delilah is his, a Philistine is what she is, she'll do wondrous works with your fate, feed you coconut bread, spice buns in bed, if you don't like sleeping with your head face down in the plate.
Watch out for Miss Delilah.
Foot of Pride. Got anything else to say about it, Jeff?
Let's play it.
All right, here you go. Foot of Pride, 1983.
Like a lion tears the flesh off of a man, sucking a woman who passes herself off as a male. They sing Danny Boy at his funeral and the Lord's Prayer. The preacher talk about Christ's betrayal. It's like the earth just opened and swallowed him up. He reached too high and was thrown back to the ground. You know what they say about being nice to the right people on the way up. Sooner or later you're gonna meet them coming down. Yeah, there ain't no going back when you put a pad come down. Sucking cheeks and his blood is mixed. He looks straight into the sun and say, revenge is mine, huh? But it drinks, and drinks can be fixed. Sing me one more song about your love me till the morning, stranger. And you'll fall by the sword love affair with Errol Flynn. In these times of compassion, where conformity's in fashion. Say one more stupid thing to me before the final nail's driven in. Well, there ain't no going back when it for the pride come down. Ain't no going back. There's a retired businessman named Red, cast down from heaven and he's out of his head. He feeds off of everyone that he can touch. He said only deals in cash would sell tickets to a plane crash. Not not somebody that you play around with much. Miss Delilah is his, a Philistine is what she is. She'll do undress and works with your feet. Need your coconut bread, spice buns in bed. If you don't mind sleeping with your head face down in the plate. Well, there ain't no going back. When your foot of pride comes down, ain't no going back. Well, I choose a man for you to meet tonight. To be yours. Yeah, from the stage they'll be trying to get water out of rocks. A whore will pass the head collector on the ground and say thanks. They'd like to take all this money from sin, build big universities to study in, sing Amazing Grace all the way to the Swiss banks. But there ain't no going back. When that foot of pride come down, ain't no going back. People out there, man, they can be a terror to your mind and show you how to hold your tongue. They got mystery written all over their forehead. They kill babies in the crib and say only the good die young. They don't believe in mercy. Judgment on them is something that you'll never see. They can exalt you up or bring you down bankrupt. Turn you into anything that they want you to be. Well, ain't no going back. When they put a gun come down, ain't no going back. Yes, I guess I love him too. I can still see him in my mind, climbing that hill. Did he make it to the top? Well, he probably didn't drop. Stuck down by the strength of the will. Ain't nothing left here, partner. Just the dust of a plague that has left a storm town afraid. From now on, this'll be where you're from. Let the dead bury the dead, your time will come. Feel that hot iron glow as you raise the shade. Ain't no going back. When your foot of pride come down, ain't no going back. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Hard Rain and Slow Trains. That's Bob Dylan, Foot of Pride.
A song that got cut from the album Infidels. Well, it didn't make it onto the album, so we call it a cutout.
Yeah.
And we're playing songs that came from where? The floor?
Cutting room floor outtakes from Bob Dylan's various albums. And there's so many of them. We're focusing tonight on songs that, if they had been included on the album that they were recorded for, might have been in contention as amongst the best songs of that album. And yeah. So Foot of Pride, I mean, it's, as I mentioned before we played it, it's just lyrically so dexterous. They like to take all this money from sin, build big universities to study in, sing Amazing Grace all the way to the Swiss banks.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
He knew how to put the big ideas into the words we could appreciate and sing and maybe remember.
Before we go on to the next song, I think we have an announcement about a performance coming up at KEPW here, 97.3 FM. Isn't that right, Jeff?
That's right. On Sundays, some of you might be tuning in to Dr. Zoom's show between 5 and 8 o'clock. Every week he brings in
Zoom.
A big old box of vinyl. He plays records. And at the last Sunday of every month, he puts on a live show in the big room out there outside this little studio. It's a great room. I've been to a couple of these things. And so this Sunday, March 24th, is the last Sunday of the month. So the Unknowns will be playing a live concert at 7 p.m. So tune in to Dr. Zoom at 5 and stay tuned. And at 7, he'll switch over to the live concert. Next month in April, it's going to be Eric Richardson's Invisible Arts Project, which, according to Dr. Zoom's note, is dynamite jazz. So Sundays, enjoy that.
I can't wait.
Yeah, good music. Live music on the radio. And, you know, we're live too, right, Dan?
We are. We're here, right here in Eugene, downtown, right across from the train station.
Mm-hmm. If we had a phone, you could call us up.
Yeah, we'll take care of that soon. So I really can't wait for those performances. Also, I can't wait for this next performance, which happens to be called...
Can't Wait?
That's right, Can't Wait.
Another one that didn't make it onto the album.
So there's so many great songs we have to skip simply because we have an hour for you tonight, our friends. But this Can't Wait, I actually got a couple songs from the Time Out of Mind sessions, 1997, recorded in Florida at Criterion Studios with Daniel Lanois, the great musician and performer, producer as well of U2.
Emmylou Harris, Neil Young.
Willie Nelson, yeah. All kinds of great albums that Daniel Lanois has produced. Amongst those in Dylan's canon, two of them, Oh Mercy in 1989 and from the sessions that this was recorded for, Time Out of Mind in 1997, for which Dylan got the Grammy for Best Album.
Mm-hmm. First time he ever got that. And you can read in Chronicles about his relationship with Daniel Lanois and the recording of Oh Mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I couldn't pick just one outtake from these sessions. There are so many great songs. Mm-hmm. So I have three, and I hope we have time to play them. The first is a version of a song that actually appeared on the album. And this version is not the one from the album, but I think in Dylan's entire body of work, all 600 and some songs he's recorded, this stands out as very different. And Jeff, as well as our friends listening out there, I wonder what you think of this version of Can't Wait.
Yeah, we're all going to listen and wonder what's the difference between this one and the one that's on the album.
Yeah, here you go. Bob Dylan, 1997.
Can't Wait.
I can't wait, wait for you to change your mind. I can't wait for you to walk the line. Feel just like your brain been bolted to the wall, that you're drowning in your thoughtlessness and cut off from it all. I don't know, maybe for you it's not that late. But as for me, I don't know how much longer I can wait. It's got to end. Everything about it just feels wrong. Is too intense. I can see why everybody in the world is up against. That's how it is. When things disintegrate, much longer I can wait. Skies are gray, life is short, and I think of her a lot. Every day I can't say whether I want the pain to even end or not. Well, I'm trying my best to stand on my own two feet, not have to lean on everybody that I meet. I'm breathing hard, I'm trying to concentrate. Much longer I can wait. I'm torn and I'm tattered, I've been rolling through the stormy weather.
Well, it might feel like 3 a.m., but it's actually just a quarter to nine.
What a song. What a version.
What'd you think?
I loved it. Yeah, very different from the one on the album. Slow down.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps everybody on the slow beat with him there.
Yeah, definitely gave room for everybody, including himself, to breathe on that. Yeah, great,
but
great
instead,
version.
If you listen to Time Out of Mind, you'll hear the shorter version, faster version.
Mm-hmm. It's more like a blues shuffle.
You got to like them both.
Yeah. Well, it's a late night song, so let's go to a song that seems like a dream. This also was left off of Time Out of Mind.
One of my favorite songs from that era.
And he returns to a recurring theme of his, the unattainableness of the female.
And Time Out of Mind, going back and not being able to go back.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's finding
great.
Yourself or her.
Great, great song with a real existential crisis at the end in terms of
raising from the dead.
Yeah. Well, whether or not that kind of thing is possible anymore.
Yeah.
All right. So imagine this song actually left off the album. Here we go. It's Girl from the Red River Shore.
Some of us turn off the lights and we live in the moonlight shooting by. Some of us scare ourselves to death in the dark to be where the angels fly. Pretty maids all in a row lined up outside my cabin door. I've never wanted any of them wanting me except the girl from the Red River Shore. Well, I sat by her side and for a while I tried to make that girl my wife. She gave me her best advice and she said, go home and lead a quiet life. Well, I've been to the east and I've been to the west and I've been out where the black winds roar. Somehow though, I never did get that far with the girl from the Red River Shore. Well, I knew when I first laid eyes on her I could never be free. One look at her and I knew right away she should always be with me. Dream dried up a long time ago. Don't know where it is anymore. True to life, true to me, was the girl from the Red River Shore. Now I'm wearing the cloak of misery and I've tasted jilted love, and the frozen smile upon my face fits me like a glove. But I can't escape from the memory of the one that I'll always adore. All those nights when I lay in the arms of the girl from the Red River Shore. Well, we're living in the shadows of a fading past, trapped in the fires of time. I've tried not to
nobody and to stay out of the life of crime. And when it's all been said and done, I never did know the score. One more day is another day away from the girl from the Red River shore. But I'm a stranger here in a strange land, but I know this is where I belong. I ramble and gamble for the one I love, and the hills will give me a song. Though nothing looks familiar to me, I know I've stayed here before. Once a thousand nights ago, with a girl from the Red River shore. But I went back to see about it once, went back to straighten it out. Everybody that I talked to had seen us there, said they didn't know who I was talking about. Sun went down on me a long time ago. I've had to pull back from the dawn. I wish I could have spent every hour of my life with a girl from the Red River shore. Now I've heard of a guy who lived a long time ago, a man full of sorrow and strife, that if someone around him died and was dead, he knew how to bring him on back to life. Well, I don't know what kind of language he used, but if they do that kind of thing anymore, sometimes I think nobody ever saw me here at all, except the girl from the Red River shore.
From the Red River Shore.
Dan and I agree that that's one of the best songs from those sessions, and yet it ended up on the cutting room floor.
Why is that? Why do you think so, Jeff?
Well, we couldn't figure it out. You know, there's all kinds of... You try to get into Dylan's brain, and good luck getting out. But he had his reasons, and that one, you know, some of the songs that got cut ended up on another album at a later time, but that one never did, and we know it from Telltale Signs, one of the bootleg series collections.
Just a masterful song, really. Mm-hmm. Well, people, thank you for tuning in tonight to Hard Rain and Slow Trains. We got one
Dylan
more
song. Fellow Travelers. We got to hit a fellow traveler tonight, huh?
Yeah.
And this song that she's going to play and sing, Mississippi, was one of those that went through several versions and was recorded earlier and appeared later.
Yeah, great song. Actually ended up appearing in 2001's Love and Theft, but... For those of us who were paying attention to Time Out of Mind when it came out in 1997, the press around that mentioned a song named Mississippi that was not on that album, but Dylan gave the song to Sheryl Crow, and she recorded it for her next album, 1998's The Globe. sessions.
You can also hear it on a Dixie Chicks album from not too much later than that.
Yeah, so Dylan, however, decided to go back to it, something he only has done a few times, but he has done, and he recorded a number of versions of it, that one of which ended up appearing in Love and Theft in 2001. But that was 4 years after he first recorded it for Time Out of Mind, and 3 years after this version we're going to hit you up with right now.
Yeah, and you can hear this, some of these different versions on Telltale Signs.
So let's listen to Sheryl Crow's version of Bob Dylan's Mississippi. And I want to give a shout out to one of my fellow travelers tonight, Brian Hatt, who's listening. Jeff.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for listening. And everybody else, thanks so much for listening to Hard Rain and Slow Trains.
Here you go, Sheryl Crow.
Line. Your days are numbered, so are mine. Time is piling up, we struggle and we stray. All boxed in, nowhere to escape. The city's just a jungle, more games to play. All trapped in the heart of it, trying to get away. I was raised in the country, been working in the town. I've been in trouble since I set my suitcase down. I got nothing for you, I had nothing before. Don't even have anything for myself anymore. Skies full of fire and the rain is pouring down. There's nothing you can sell me, so I'll see you around. All my powers of expression and thoughts so sublime could never do you justice. Say anything you wanna, I've heard it all. I was thinking about the things that you said. I was dreaming, I was sleeping in your bed. Walking through the leaves, falling from the trees. Feel like a stranger nobody sees. So many things we never will undo. I know you're sorry, but I'm sorry too. Some people will offer you the hand. It's mine and it's free. I got nothing but affection for those who sail with me. Everybody's moving, they ain't already there. Everybody's gotta move somewhere. Well, stick with me, baby. Anyhow, things should start to get interesting right about now. Always come back, but you can't come back all the way. Well, there's only one.
only thing I did wrong was stay in Mississippi a day too long.
You can always go back, but you can't go back all the way. But you can come back next week for a little more Bob Dylan and fellow travelers.
Exactly. Hard rain and slow trains coming at you.
A lot of fun tonight, Dan.
Yeah, it was great. Good seeing you again, Jeff.
You too, and we'll see you all again next week on KEPW 97.3 FM.
Take care.